I found out that Archer was a local podcast for me. After listening to a few of his gangbang shows, I got interested in Big Fatty. Love him to death, because he's as Southern as we are.
Yes, and I love Big Fatty, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't love Big Fatty and his balls that Kim Beaver has put Aretha's hat on? God, love her. And I also like listening to Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Vera, because she's a drunk. So, yeah, and that's it. That's why we're doing this.
You have inspired us.
You have inspired us, young children from the ghetto.
We are the wind beneath your wings.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You have inspired us.
You have inspired us, young children from the ghetto.
Hey, oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong show. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 362 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I'm going to get around to playing those voice letters that I talked about on Monday, and Big Freddy's got a couple more inappropriate phone observations. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. You know, Big Fatty's already over the hump because of this fucking, this fucking 10-hour day schedule. So Tuesday is the end of the hump. Over the hump. At the end of the day, Tuesday, over the hump. But y'all, I'm going to tell you what. Today was a tough day at the coal mine for me and Larry Claw and Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I mean, we were all just tired today, y'all. It was lethargic day at the coal mine, just tired. And y'all, we were also saddened by the death of Mr. Ed McMahonan. Yes! You are correct, sir. Yes. And I don't know why I decided that I needed to do that. Anyway. But, y'all, I do have a couple of observations that I want to offer up here before we get into the show too much today. Y'all, I have noticed on the new inappropriate... Now, wait a minute. Somebody sent me an e-letter giving me an idea of what to call the phone. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. Oh, Big Fatty, why didn't you do that before? Let's see here now. Big Fatty, you're acting like that Archer. Brian sent me a damn picture of a cat. Don't need that. And thinking of Big Fatty, Lord, I wish. Oh, Tim in Tampa sent me a picture of somebody with a ball gag in their mouth. And but I thought maybe it was. I think it was Tim in Tampa that also. No, I don't know. All right, well, I can't fucking find it. But anyway, someone suggested that I call it the, something like the International Internet Phone, or something like that. It'd be the II Phone. International Internet Phone. Okay, all of that for that, right? Y'all, I'm going to remind you again that don't send me a follow request on the Twitty unless you tell me who the fuck you are. Okay? Because I'm not going to approve you. If I don't know who the fuck you are, I'm not going to approve you. Just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. But y'all, another thing that I've noticed about the international internet phone is that the sound quality, when I play the inappropriate pod on it, the stuff on there, y'all, it is much better. I don't know if it's the headphones or the The phone, it's a much higher quality than the Inappropriate Touch ever was, and I'm very impressed with that. Now, y'all, I told you yesterday that I was having some trouble with e-letters, and when people would post to the BFO that I would not receive the e-letter. Well, y'all, it seems to have worked itself out. And just like Tuesday's show, it posted just fine. Didn't do a fucking thing different than I did on the Monday show, but the Monday show shows that it lasts a minute and 1 second, and the Tuesday show, as was the Monday show, is 20 minutes, and as will be today's show. So I just, don't know. Now, y'all, I had some phone calls today from Miss Kitty, who also has gotten her new phone, and she was asking me some questions about how to set up the voice letters, and then he was asking me about how to do the voice dialing stuff, the voice command stuff, and then he was asking me how to sync the podcast and everything to it. And y'all, Big Fatty was able to answer all of these questions only because Big Fatty had screwed around with his. You know, I had 48 hours of experience on Miss Kitty when it came to these things, and so I was able to answer all of his questions, and I think I answered them satisfactorily. I'm not sure, but I believe it was satisfactory. Y'all, I went to the Chick-fil the other day, and I had the coupon for the month of June, and it was the free 4-nugget children's meal, and it came with a prize, and I haven't opened the prize because I thought I would do that on the air, and I'm going to do that right now. And, y'all, inside the little black bag is some sort of, it's a cow, and it says, eat more chicken. It's a little cow that kind of, it's given two hoofs up. It just kind of stands there. And then there's a cow sighting, and, I don't know. All right, and I did not win a free kid-size ice dream cone. Whap, whap. Y'all, speaking of whap, whap, y'all, did you recognize those voices at the beginning of today's show? Well, y'all, you probably didn't because Big Fatty didn't know who the fuck all that was until he got an e-letter this morning from Davey in D.C., and Davey has been a longtime listener, lurker, and contest participant here at the BFO, and he said he wanted to finally come into the light and let Big Fatty know how much he appreciates the show. Well, Davey, you know, appreciation is appreciated, it's well-received, and I thank you, and he says that he heard about Big Fatty through a Snowflake show, or is it Daffodil or Sunshine or whatever the fuck he's called these days. He fell in love with it immediately because of Big Fatty's wonderful wit and his charming southern accent. Now, y'all, there are some who think that, no, he is not charming, no, but y'all, we won't mention that. And he says, though my family is from Virginia, that's Virginia, his mother grew up in South Carolina in Columbia. That's where that Daniel Beaver is, y'all. And has blessed me with the same accent and southern customs, like saying, oh, Lord, all the damn time. Your show is wonderful because I can relate to it so well. Now, y'all, he was writing to me because and you, if you listen to Archer, which I'm sure most of you don't, he has posted 7 shows, and the name of the new podcast is called Dangerous and Lovely. And that is can be found at dangerousandlovely.com. Dangerous and lovely is one word, and that is spelled out A-N-D for the and. Now, it is not an ampersand. And y'all, Big Fatty went over there to the to the website for The Dangerous and Lovely, and he is doing the show with two other people. It is Davey and then his sister, Jackie, who is a, I think, a carpet muncher or a... I don't remember what they called her. I mean, she's a lesbian. And Zachaby. But I think he goes by Zach. But y'all, he does the drag also. But you should... You should go over there and look at their pictures, because these are cute boys and girls. And then you can subscribe to their podcast. Like I say, they've got seven episodes out. And y'all, one of their logos over there is a delicious chest with a tattoo on it. And so go over there and take a look at it and listen to it. They're cute boys and girls, and you should give them a listen. Big Friday. Now, y'all, speaking of podcasts, I have been listening to That's What She Said podcast. Y'all, those boys aren't right. They are just not right. And they're out there in the Los Angeles. I don't know how close they are to Woodland Hills, but hopefully they are far enough away that there can't be like a drive-by on the way to a dentist or something. And anyway, but those boys are crazy out there, y'all. And they are, they're just crazy. They're just crazy. And y'all, that Bjorn, he used to call this show. He was calling them and asking them where's the best pickup place they've ever picked somebody up. Or something like that. I don't know. And y'all, they're friends with Ricky. Ooh. Sorry, guys. anyway, but you ought to give them a listen, too. And y'all, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you about a podcast was that QCast connection. Y'all, you know that Michael got him a new iPhone. Speaking of that, I did get word today also that Tom the Ramble Redhead... excuse me. I probably need my green tea or something. But Tom the Ramble Redhead got the new iPhone also. But anyway, Michael decided he was going to try out the video camera. So he did a movie. He did a movie over there of Buddy, the dog. And y'all, it's so cute. And Buddy is coming running at the camera. And he rolls over. And he's, you know, a cute puppy dog. Unlike all those fucking cat pictures I've been receiving. But anyway, Buddy is rolling over and everything, and then it cuts to a different shot, and y'all, he sat there, and he filmed Buddy taking a dump, and y'all, that just ain't right. I mean, that just ain't right. You know damn good and well that if he tried to do that with the Super Bee, the Super Bee would kick his ass. So, y'all, you just don't. Y'all, you also may have heard in the news, and I heard this on the Rachel Maddow podcast, but it's been in the news here in South Carolina, that the governor here has vanished. He's vanished. He disappeared on Thursday of last week, and he's vanished. Nobody knows where he is. And evidently, they now know where he is, but they didn't tell us where he was. But we think he's out hiking the Oregon Trail, not the Oregon Trail. What is that? The Appalachian Trail. And but y'all, he snuck away from the security detail, didn't tell his wife or kids where he was going, missed Father's Day. Crazy, y'all. Crazy party of one. So, y'all, hopefully he is out there enjoying the hiking or whatever he's doing. Now, y'all, as promised, let's do these voice letters, shall we?
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky. I was was just calling to say it was nice to see you for gay days. I know it's like a week and more away or late, but I didn't get to see you that much, but Nicole was so excited, and she's still talking about it at work, how excited she was to see you, and that you hugged her like 200 times that weekend. But again, it was nice to see you. Thank you for the for giving Julian the card and Chris the card, even though you wrote his wrong name on it, but that's okay. And I guess I'll talk to you later. Adios. FoulMonkeys.com. Bye.
Well, thank you, Ricky. And y'all, Ricky is over there at the Foul Monkeys, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. That Nicole, ever since she met Big Fatty, she has not been able to gain composure to come back on the show. She's had the vapors. She's had a throwdown. I don't know what it is, but she's just unable to bring herself back to the microphone. So it's just not the same. But you know, it's okay, because Julian and Ricky do a fine job. But you know, it's just not the same without Nicole. But and y'all, they have chewed her a new asshole inside and out. Not that they would want to chew on the inside of her asshole, but, well, anyway. Y'all, the next call that the fat one has lined up here is from another podcaster. It is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy.
Oh, my big fatty. This is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy, calling from Delaware. Of course, where else would I be calling from? I just wanted to call and let you know that I think I just ruined my mental state of health. Yes, I think I just ruined my mental health. I updated my iPod this morning before setting out for work, and I was a bit backed up on Big Fatty. There were two episodes waiting for me to listen to, so I just finished listening to Wednesday's episode and Thursday's episode back-to-back. And I think it is having irreconcilable issues with my mental health. Anyway, just joking. You know, I wouldn't listen to your show if I didn't love it. Love the shows. They're fabulous. And keep up the good podcasts. Can't wait to hear tomorrow's episode. Talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, that is DQ Rick from that Genital Warts podcast. And y'all, I'm really surprised that he got on to the voice letter line and talked about his erectile dysfunction. And I think it's important that you know, you talk about these kinds of things. And anyway, I'm not sure why listening to Big Fatty would give you erectile dysfunction, but anyway, I hope it all goes well. And you keep up. Oh, we'll try to keep it up anyway. And y'all, our last voice letter today is from the one and only Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, hello. This is Jeremiah. I was just calling to speak with you this morning. I had been on the iTunes subscribing to Miss Stone's podcast, and you are featured under the personal journals right under This American Life. I would say that that was quite a feat for a young girl such as yourself from South Carolina. Have a wonderful weekend now.
Well, Jeremiah, thank you so much for that call. And y'all, Big Fatty has been up there in the rankings here lately. Part of that is because I got another review from, this one was from Gavin over there at the Dragon podcast, and he left Big Fatty a review over there. And y'all, that always helps in building up the rankings and all. Speaking of rank, oh gosh. But y'all, Jeremiah, thank you so much for bringing that to Big Fatty's attention and for calling in to tell me about it. And y'all, is it just me, or did it sound like DQ Rick and Ricky from the Foul Monkeys both have had voice box implants? Because y'all, they sounded like some sort of mechanicals or something like that. And y'all, I just don't know. You know, when people have those mechanical voices, it scares me, y'all. It just scares me. And y'all, I don't know what else to say except this.
You have inspired us.
You have inspired us, young children from the ghetto.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.